The devotional content of the following Monty Mann's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Well, welcome everyone to this episode of the Monty Mann's Meditorials. This one I've entitled Keeping Christ in Christmas. Well, ho, 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 and red suits and all of that kind of thing. St. Nicholas, you heard of him? Well, have you ever looked into the life and times of St. Nick? If you have, you were taken to the beautiful Mediterranean locations where Nicholas actually lived. Experts tell us about his historical and scientific analysis. Some of the most widely known St. Nicholas stories are told along with others less well known. Through it, all the true story of a third century Christian man named Nicholas emerges, a man known for his generosity and concern for the poor. Bishop Nicholas stood for truth at a critical time in church history, and he profoundly affected the people in his community. This is a man who may actually be more interesting than the many legends that have grown up around him. Well, in any case, for those of you who wish not to teach your children that there's a funny round man who slides down their chimney once a year to deliver presents to only the good boys and girls, you may do well to do a little digging into the actual man known as St. Nick. Yes, he was very real. And if he were alive today, I'm sure he would encourage all of us to keep Christ in Christmas. Well, the number one way to keep Jesus Christ in your Christmas celebrations is to have him present in your daily life throughout the year. Keeping Christ in Christmas means daily revealing the character, love, and spirit of Christ that dwells in you by allowing these traits to shine through your actions. In searching out ideas for this week's meditorial, I came across 10 simple ways to keep Christ the central focus of your life this Christmas season. Number one, give God one very special gift just from you to him. Let this gift be something personal that no one else needs to know about, and let it be a sacrifice. David said in 2 Samuel 24 that he would not offer a sacrifice to God that cost him nothing. Maybe your gift to God will be to forgive someone you've needed to forgive for a long time. You may discover that you've given a gift back to yourself. Louis B. Schmeeds wrote in his book, Forgive and Forget, when you release the wrongdoer from the wrong, you cut a malignant tumor out of your inner life. You set a prisoner free, but you discover that the real prisoner was yourself. Perhaps your gift will be to commit to spending time with God daily, or maybe there is something God has asked you to give up. Make this your most important gift of the season. Well, number two, set aside a special time to read the Christmas story out of the book of Luke. Number three, set up a nativity scene in your home. Number four, plan a project of goodwill this Christmas. For example, do you have an elderly neighbor in need of some repairs or yard work? Find someone with a genuine need. Involve your whole family and see how happy you can make him or her this Christmas. Number five, take a group Christmas caroling in a nursing home or children's hospital. So what if you can't sing? The folks there will be deeply touched by your gift of caring and sharing. Number six, give a surprise gift of service to each member of your family. You know, Jesus taught us to serve by washing the disciples' feet. He also taught us that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Read Acts 20:35. Giving an unexpected gift of service to members of your family demonstrates Christ-like love in service. You might consider giving a back rub to your spouse, running an errand for your brother, or cleaning out a closet of your mom's. Make it a personal one, meaningful, and watch the blessings multiply. Number 7, set aside a time of family devotions on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. Before opening the gifts, take a few minutes to gather together as a family in prayer and devotions. Read a few Bible verses and discuss, as a family, the true meaning of Christmas. Number 8, attend a Christmas church service together with your family. If you're alone at Christmas or don't have family living near you, invite a friend or a neighbor to join you. If you're a member of the recovery community, there are marathon meetings going on all month long. Number 9, send Christmas cards that convey a special message. Well, this is an easy way to share your faith at Christmas time. If you've already bought that reindeer card, no problem. Just write a Bible verse and include a personal message with each card. And number 10, write a Christmas letter to a missionary. You know, many missionaries are unable to travel home for the holidays, so Christmas can be a very lonely time for them. Write a special letter to a missionary of your choice and thank them for giving their life in service to the Lord. Trust me, it'll mean more than you can imagine. Well, there you have it. 10 ideas to help keep the love of Christ in Christmas. And listen, I would encourage you not to get caught up in the complaining about the commercialization of the holidays. I mean, so what? Make it your mission to share the love of God one to another, even with all the distractions. And if you know folks that don't share your faith in Christ, be His example regardless. You never know what seeds you may plant in their hearts. Well, until next time, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing you all a Christ-centered Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year. And until our next broadcast, I am also wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.